Some experts were startled last week when CIA Director Porter Goss said flatly that Russia cannot account for its entire arsenal.
There is sufficient material unaccounted for so that it would be possible for those with know-how to construct a nuclear weapon.
At a Senate hearing, Goss was asked if he could be certain that that missing material was at least outside terrorist hands. The CIA director said he has no way to know who might have it. Those who pay close attention to Russia's nuclear stockpiles include Matthew Bunn. He's with the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Goss's comment must have set experts talking. Is there a consensus about how much is really known about what's missing?
It's not so much a question of material that we know for sure is missing as material that we can't confirm isn't missing. So the bottom line is there may be material that's missing that we don't know about, but we will never be able to know for sure.
Porter Goss's testimony was read as saying something a little more positive than that, as if the U.S. intelligence agencies had definite information that something was there and then had gone missing.
It was read that way. I don't think it should be read that way. If you read the CIA report that backed up that testimony, it says there have been, as there have, cases of real theft of highly enriched uranium or plutonium. And all the cases that we know for sure happened, we know about because the material was seized and recovered. But the report then goes on to say that the CIA assesses, that's the CIA's word for guesses, that other thefts have probably occurred that we don't know about.
You put out a report just about a year ago which details a number of instances in which there were attempts to recover uranium or discussions of recovering uranium. Have there been more cases like this in recent months?
Indeed. There continue to be cases of, for example, nuclear guards patrolling without any ammunition in their guns, nuclear guards turning off alarm systems when they become annoyed by the false alarms. There was a very disturbing incident in the fall of last year where 47 Dagestani thugs actually managed to seize control of a major secret military research and development facility, a non-nuclear facility. And when confronted by the few staff of the facility who were around on a weekend, they said, well, we work for the new owners of this facility. Our company bought your stock. Now, the local Ministry of the Interior General sent troops to retake the facility. But the fact that 47 guys on a weekend were able to break in and seize control of an entire military research and development facility, I found extremely disturbing.
This is a subject on which President Bush and John Kerry agreed during their 2004 presidential debate on foreign policy. They both called it the most significant security threat facing the United States. In this supposedly divided country, here's an issue that everybody seems to agree on. Is the United States doing everything that it can, though?
We are not yet doing, as the president has said, we should, quote, everything in our power. There is a good deal we can and should be doing. A key issue is going to be the beginning of cooperation at the very, very sensitive nuclear facilities where the issue of access to sensitive sites has so far prevented cooperation. We're talking about cities that used to only have numbers instead of names. They were things like Sverdlovsk 45 and Penza 19, which were post office boxes in the nearby open cities. These are closed cities, meaning cities that have a fence around the entire city and foreigners are, in general, not allowed access.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep with Matthew Bunn. He served on the National Security Council during the Clinton administration.